Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode taking you through this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? There he is. Josh?
Hey, good morning. Hey. Good to be with you guys.
Good to be with you. So, Josh, Philip Fulmer this week had some strong comments on the coronavirus situation, and was kind of urging young people to take it seriously, get involved, realize that it's not just about them. Coach Ed Orgeron in LSU did something similar this week. How important is it that these college football figures and college athletic figures are kind of taking the ball and running with it in terms of getting out there and being visible in the fight against the coronavirus?
Well, I do think it's important because they're influential. Fans are going to listen to Philip Fulmer. They're going to listen to head coaches around the SEC. LSU fans, I think, are going to pay attention when Ed Orgeron speaks, or Kirby Smart at Georgia, or Dan Mullen at Florida. I think that's true. Rick Barnes was very strong in his comments earlier this week when Philip Fulmer had his press conference. A few of Tennessee's coaches were there as well. Rick Barnes was among them, and he said he's not sure that student-athletes in this case, but young people in general in that age range, that they recognize the seriousness of the conversation, and also added that he doesn't know that he would have at their age. So whether we're talking about the age range of 18 to 22, 23 years old, or we're just talking people in general, because the conversation can apply to any age range, fans are going to listen to college football coaches in the Southeastern Conference, I can assure you, and basketball coaches and people in similar positions. So I think what they say in this particular instance does matter for sure.
Speaking of coaches in the Southeastern Conference, Josh, a little bit of a chain reaction here, which you could trace to Georgia hiring Scott Cochran away to be a coach. And, of course, he was Nick Saban's longtime strength coach. And now if you can trace that all the way to a New York Giants opening and Craig Fitzgerald leaving Tennessee for the Giants, how big of a deal is this? How big of a loss is this for Jeremy Pruitt's program?
Yeah, Joe, it's a big deal, and I don't know what the impact will be because we don't know exactly what Tennessee will do to fill that replacement. But Jeremy Pruitt has been very open with his praise for Craig Fitzgerald, and there's a reason Craig Fitzgerald was one of the three or four highest-paid strength coaches in the country. But just last week, Jeremy Pruitt, when he met with the media after Tennessee's first spring practice, was talking about the job that Craig Fitzgerald and his staff have done. And I think it's worth noting that he mentioned his staff because Tennessee could promote from within to replace Craig Fitzgerald. But having him on campus was a big deal. As you know, if you think back over the last, now we're talking 12 or 13 years, Tennessee has not been able to find any consistency with its strength program. The closest would have been the first 3 years when Butch Jones was in Knoxville with Dave Lawson as the strength coach. But Butch Jones made a change, did not go out and hire somebody before that 2016 season, which was such a critical year, and you know how things went from there. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here. I'm just pointing out that Tennessee has really needed some kind of continuity in that strength program, and it looked like it was there with Craig Fitzgerald, who, again, was so highly paid and so highly respected, and now he's gone, and he has to be replaced at what is a pretty critical time, right? The athletes aren't even with their strength coaches right now working out. So when they get back to work, whenever that happens, it's going to be a really important time to get everything in order before the start of the season. Having Craig Fitzgerald probably would have offered more confidence that would take place. But, again, you can just listen to Jeremy Pruitt and what he said about Craig Fitzgerald, and that'll tell you what Tennessee is losing with him going to the New York Giants.
Josh, you know this as well as anybody. There have been times over the last 10 to 15 years where the Tennessee football program has struggled to find one quarterback that's of starting quality, much less two or three. You look at the quarterback battle going on right now at Tennessee with Garantano and Maurer, Harrison Bailey coming in. Just a really interesting situation for the Vols right now. How do you kind of view this quarterback battle, and how do you see it shaking out once the fall begins?
Going into the spring, I thought it was pretty clear that Jerry Arantano was QB1, that he would kind of lead the way. Now, this offseason is going to be different when Jeremy Pruitt talks about that position compared to a year ago. A year ago, Arantano was Tennessee's clear-cut starter at quarterback, and I would project him to be that at the start of the 2020 season, but I don't think we're going to hear Jeremy Pruitt talk about that position that way. It does have to hurt Harrison Bailey and the other young quarterbacks that they don't get to go through spring practice right now, and maybe some things change there, but if you're coming in and you're trying to win a job, well, it's difficult, I'd say, if you don't get the work that you expect with the coaches, because also losing Juwan Jennings, losing Marquez Callaway, Domwood Anderson is gone as well. Right now, the coaches have to wonder what they have at the skill positions on the outside, and if you have questions there, I think you're more likely to lean to the veteran quarterback. Now, this is a conversation that's subject to change. Maybe they get out there. First of all, maybe they get some spring practice, and that's a long shot. But maybe they get out there in August, and Harrison Bailey just wows them, and he's the guy, and they have to go to him. But I would not count on that. So I would say Arantano is most likely the starter at the beginning of the season. Then you see how it plays out, and we know that Tennessee is willing to make a change because it happened last year, and now the competition for that spot is going to be even tougher.
Yeah, were you able to break down every single pass that Harrison Bailey threw in those brief drills, Josh? I'm sure, I know there's videos up there. You know,
yeah.
Like a video of him throwing like a 10-yard out against air is getting thousands of views, right? I mean, obviously, tons of excitement over this kid.
Yeah, it was your colleague David Ubben. I think he
had the
one video, and I should pull it up and see what the number was, but it was a fairly outrageous number after just a few hours of how many people had watched him throw a nice pass on air against no defender. But that tells you how passionate fans are, and maybe in this case how either intrigued they are or desperate. It depends on which fan we're talking about, because everybody's going to have different feelings toward it. But we know that a lot of fans would like to see Harrison Bailey come in and be the guy. And that's another element to this conversation, is as much as we might say, yeah, I think Arantano's the projected starter, I think right now he would be the starter for the opening game. A lot of fans are going to say, I don't want that to be the case. I want it to be Harrison Bailey. And if it ends up being Harrison Bailey, I think that's a good thing for Tennessee, because the coaches, they still have a pretty high level of trust in Arantano. They wanted him back this year, and they made that clear to him. So if Tennessee were to go to Harrison Bailey early on in the season at the start of the year, that means he would have wowed them, I think. But fans have already, I think, and not all but many, have already decided what they want. That just might differ from what Tennessee's coaches either want or believe is in the best interest of the Vols right now.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us. And Josh, you mentioned losing Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway. It's going to be difficult to fully replace the production those two guys were able to have on the field. How does Tennessee best go about replacing those two guys this year in their passing game?
Yeah, the conversation with the wide receivers, you can have the roll call because there are a number of names to run through. Not as much on campus right now, but when you include freshmen who will arrive this summer, it's a pretty deep number of names. But when you talk about freshmen, there's the obvious level of unknown. How ready are they right away? The first name that has to be mentioned is Josh Palmer. He needs to be a clear number one for Tennessee in this offense. And then I'll be intrigued to see what Ramel Keaton does as a second-year player. He was an All-American in the 2019 class. Stepped up and made a couple of plays in the bowl game for Tennessee when Juwan Jennings was out in the first half. So that was at least an indication maybe of what Tennessee's coaches saw with the offense with Juwan gone, with Ramel Keaton out there. And he's a guy that he can make plays down the field. He has talent. You're just looking to see if he can do that on a consistent basis more often. So that's a question. And then some veteran players. Brandon Johnson held on to his senior year. He redshirted after four games, so he's a fifth-year senior. Avilas Jones, the transfer from USC, a guy with a lot of speed. He can factor in as a kick returner. D'Angelo Gibbs is somebody to pay attention to, a transfer from Georgia, who was actually a DB at Georgia, but now he's probably a wide receiver after sitting out as a transfer. And then again, those freshmen. So it's a talented freshman class. They've got speed. They have, I think they have a number of different type of players that will be coming in. Jalen Hyatt is somebody to pay attention to, I think, out of South Carolina. There's just a lot of unknown, and that's why I mentioned that when I talk about Tennessee's quarterbacks.
All right, Josh, I wanted to switch it to hoops real quick. And actually, I was able to catch up with Kelly Harper yesterday for something coming up at The Athletic. But, you know, I think we kind of all expect the men's Vols to be much better next year with the recruits coming in and some guys growing up. But what about the Lady Vols? What do you think about, because, you know, not losing a lot, but not a huge class coming in, but also some young players that I think can really get a lot better. What do you think's realistic next season for that team?
I would say realistically, you're still probably talking about the Lady Vols trying to be in the middle to upper half of the SEC, which they were this year, but I would say more competitive against the top teams in the league. Tennessee mainly took advantage of the weaker competition in conference, and then while competitive in some of those games, it was clear that there was a gap between the top teams in the SEC and Tennessee. Can Tennessee be closer there and be more solidified in a position for the NCAA tournament? Because while we didn't get a bracket, we know that the Lady Vols were kind of hanging on for a spot in the NCAA tournament, and that's not where it needs to be. So I think Tennessee needs to, on the court, obviously take better care of the basketball, because that was a major concern turning it over on such a regular basis, be better around the basket, and then you still look for, I think, leadership to help guide Tennessee against teams. South Carolina is the class of the conference. Can you show that you're headed toward that that level? And then they've got to recruit at a higher level. They just have to get more talent if they're going to be at that level on the court. So on the court, they have to be a more consistent team, a team that trusts the coaching from Kelly Harper. Off the court, they have to find more players.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Josh, thanks as always, man, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff as always from Josh there. He's one of the best in the biz. Is it going to be interesting? I mean, this quarterback battle for Tennessee, this not having a spring practice and spring, you know, the reps you can get, I think really does hurt Harrison Bailey. I thought Garantano was going to be the guy to start the season anyway, but I feel a lot more strongly, I guess, about that now. Just because when you're a freshman coming in, like, you need every rep you can get, I think, especially to win over the trust of the coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a guy like Harrison Bailey, obviously it takes a lot of work to be able to early enroll, get done with high school early, give up. Of course, you're giving up, like, prom and stuff that isn't happening anyway, I guess. But still, I mean, the whole idea is to get all these reps and to give yourself a shot at making up ground, and now it's – not there. There's only so much you can do at home throwing the ball around and watching film.
Yeah, a really tough start for him. Now, look, nobody could have anticipated what's happened, so you just kind of take the punches and roll with it. And speaking of that, you had an article about that with the Belmont basketball team. Win the OVC championship in the tournament, and all of a sudden you feel like, all right, cool, we're going to the NCAA tournament. Feel really good about your team. I think they had won 12 games in a row at that point, and then the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.